Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me right now is Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
Awesome. It's good to be here. Feels like I haven't been here for a while.
You know, it does feel that way, but you have had a really eventful couple of weeks. You just had the Cops and Bobbers Badges and Blades. It was on Saturday. Huge success.
That was awesome. I want to say thanks to the DNR for including the Sheriff's Office in that. So the DNR puts that on. They have the funding for that, and they have all the archery tackle and the fishing equipment and all that stuff. And then the Kiwanis, they're so awesome. They come and provided hot dogs and drinks for the kids for the day. And it went on for, I think it was about 8 hours.
Wow.
It was pretty neat.
You know, that was really cool because it was an opportunity for parents to kind of get the kids out. I mean, the weather's been on and off. It's nice and then it's rainy. So for the parents to just kind of take the kids, go and do something. I don't have to entertain you for a little bit. And you guys fed them lunch.
Yeah, and the weather was perfect. It was just a great day. I'm so impressed with the interest in archery right now. The archery range was busy all day long. It was just amazing.
You know, it's great to be able to have that as a program in so many of our schools right now. They are able to participate in archery. And what a great skill to teach them so young.
Seems like little girls are getting into that. There was a little girl there that I was so impressed with. I bet she was probably about 7 years old. And she shot bows for a good 3 hours.
Wow.
She was in there just constantly shooting. It was neat.
That is incredible. So we are rolling up on the last, 8 days of school. I mean, it's almost over.
Yeah, it's almost over. But I want to tell everybody, just be careful. The kids are standing by the side of the roads. Carbonville, Spring Glen, Old Wellington Road, Miller Creek, Coal Creek, those areas where the school buses are. The way the sun is right now, if you're traveling towards the sun, you may have the sun in your eyes. Just be careful. The kids are, it's warm enough. They're actually standing on the side of the road. They're not sitting in cars. They're maybe a little anxious and antsy, and they might be closer to the travel lane than they should be. Let's just keep an eye out for them and be safe for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely. School's almost over, which means we're going to be getting out a lot more, too. So it's always really important to mention, be careful when you're out there camping, going out on ATV rides. You've got to be cautious and careful.
The leading cause of injury for UTVs is people not wearing their seatbelts in the UTVs. I just want to throw that out. I just read that the other day. And, you know, I ride a UTV, and it's easy at times to think, well, I don't need my seatbelt on. But if you tip that thing over, you want to stay inside it. So
absolutely. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Derby's around the corner. We have, I think there are more than 14 cars signed up now for our Derby. I would encourage anyone that's interested in putting a car in the Derby to meet with Elsie and Paul down at Tire King. They're doing the sign-up board. They'll have the rules. The 80s and newer chain and bang is the popular way to go. That seems to be the most cars we have. It's very inexpensive to build a car, and should be a good time. We set the purse. There's over $15,000 we're giving away for prizes for the Derby. So
incredible. So the Derby is coming up. It's during the Carbon County Fair this year, so you've got to get registered. I think deadline, it's coming up next month?
It's free until the middle of June, and then they'll register them right up till the day of the Derby, but it's free to put a car in right now.
Right now. So head on over to Tire King, get additional information, get those vehicles signed up right now for the Demolition Derby. Sign-ups will continue for free for a little bit longer until June, and then there will be a fee for that, but they will continue to take registration up until the day of. Sheriff, it's always great getting you into the studios.
Good to see you. Loved being here, and I'm just curious, how long is it till football season starts?
Hey, it's coming. It's coming up really quick.
September 8th, I think, is when it starts. So.
You know what? I know. All I know is it's shortly after my wedding anniversary. So, hey, it's like happy anniversary. Football season's here.
Well, and I heard that Brady's been traded, so
no,
he's going to the Broncos. Yeah,
no, oh no, that's not gonna happen.
That's how rumors get started.
And that's how it started. Hey, I heard it on the radio, so it must be true. That's how it goes. That has been another Carbon County Sheriff Update with Sheriff Jeff Wood. Make sure to check up their Facebook page for additional information. They're always updating that, keeping the community informed of what is going on in our community. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Keep your dials right here.